Cellular grits. A loud ringing startles me. It's coming from the booth next to me in Courtney's restaurant on 6th Avenue South and 24th Street. A lone diner answers his cellular phone. Now, I'm having breakfast alone in order to gain some peace and quiet and eggs in preparation for the daily doings at work. But I have to assume that the old boy in the next booth doesn't come here for the same purpose, since his breakfast is hardly meditative. Shello, at least it sounds like he says, Shello, as he mushes through his mouthful of grits. He's talking to the phone. I'm eating breakfast, he says, resonantly for the whole room to hear. I'll talk to you later, he says, and switches off. I sink philosophically back into the comics page of the Daily Morning Wrapper and try to enjoy my breakfast. A loud ringing startles me. Hello? His mouth is temporarily bereft of southern penicillin, i.e. grits, and his voice is booming now. Yeah, I'm eating breakfast. I'll call you back. This goes on a total of 4 times, each jangling of the phone, jangling my nerves, and the grits on my plate turn cold. Grits are no damn good when they're cold. Anyhow, why does this guy in the next booth bother to bring his phone indoors, display it prominently on the table next to the ketchup and the pepper sauce, if he doesn't intend to talk to anyone while he eats his grits? Now he's got to go return 4 phone calls after he gets into his car, and you know what that'll do to his digestive tract. Oh well, guess I'll have to start eating my breakfast in the car, or maybe I should get this guy's cellular number and make crank calls to him every time he tries to ingest another piece of sausage. Maybe I could bring my own portable phone into the restaurant next time and call my order into the waitress behind the counter. I know. Why don't I do this fellow a good deed and have some Pepto-Bismol delivered to his booth